system doing honeybee from their 2016 album, The Source, and it is a new lineup, and definitely you need to check them out, especially if you're a fan of the Afro-Celt sound system. Well, it is now 9 o'clock, and we wanted to bring you this from the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market. Delivers locally grown produce to various parts of the city with the goal of ensuring that all residents have access to healthy foods at affordable prices. Receive 50% off your purchase if you are a resident of North Street Housing or Mystic Housing, or for showing your SNAP card, WIC card, or Senior Farmers Market coupons. The mobile market accepts cash, credit, debit, SNAP EBT, WIC Farmers Market coupons, and Senior Farmers Market coupons. It stops at the following locations on Fridays and Saturdays. Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Council on Aging at 167 Holland Street. From 3:30 to 5:30 on Fridays, it's at the East Somerville Community School at 50 Cross Street. Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. to noon at the North Street Housing Development, 26 North Street. And Saturdays from 1 to 3 at the Mystic Housing Development, 530 Mystic Ave. For more information, you can visit them online at Somerville Mobile Farmers Market, all one word, .wordpress.com. A public service message from the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market and all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. It is now 9:02, and we need to segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio, and we are slowly but surely heading towards the equinox. You may have noticed that we're losing about an hour of daylight from the height of summer now. The sun is setting at 7, shortly after 7 o'clock. So in honor of that, we're going to hear from Jay Unger and Molly Mason. Thank you.
true love's hair. His lips are like roses fair. The sweetest smile and the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon he stands. I love my love.
Beauty of the dawning. ancient windswept mountains, with snowy peaks where eagles fly, or painted slopes of wildflowers, bright blossoms kissed with summer light. For every wild flowing river where salmon run and otters play, sing for all future generations, sing for the beauty of the day, sing for all future generations, beauty of the day. And for the mystery of the twilight, that quiet breath between day and night, for all the magic of the gloaming, where shadows flirt with fireflies, falls with gentle breezes, and forest trees that dance and sway, sing for the beauty all around you, sing for the beauty of the day, sing for the beauty all around. The glow on the horizon that heralds each unfolding day, and the first few rays of sunshine.
And that was Kellyanna with Sing for the Day, and that version was on the Green Album, a compilation that the Toothadea folks out in Georgia put out, and some terrific folks on here, including Suge Tucker, Kellyanna, Sharon Knight, Spiral Dance, Damn the Bard, Wendy Rule. It just goes on and on. And before that, we heard Lady Moon, which is Kellyanna, with Jenna Green, and they did Black is the Color. And we started off with Jay Unger and Molly Mason doing the Farmer's Set from Harvest Home. Well, our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. And today is September the 12th. Yesterday was the commemoration of the 15th anniversary of 9/11, and all I can say about that is I sort of have equal parts of gratitude and grief. Gratitude for the friends of mine who made it, grief for those who didn't or who died as a direct result of the unhealthy conditions that prevailed in Lower Manhattan for months on end. All right then, September the 12th, this season considered a good and effectual time to take medication. The Calendar of Shepherds of 1604 notes that good for the heart is saffron, borage, laughing joy, musk, cloves, galangale, nutmegs, the red rose, the violet, and mace. Evil for the heart are beans, peas, leeks, garlic, onions, heaviness, anger, dread, too much business, travel, to drink cold water after labor, and evil tidings. September the 13th, hop picking in full swing. Londoners, gypsies, and itinerant workers flock into Kent. Christopher Smart's The Hop Garden notes, see from the great metropolis they rush, the industrious vulgar, they like prudent bees in Kent's wide garden road, expert to crop the flowery hop, and provident to work ere winter numb their sunburnt hands. And Gerard's Herbal of 1636 notes, the manifold virtues of hops do manifestly argue the wholesomeness of beer above ale, for the hops rather make it a physical drink to keep the body in health than an ordinary drink for the quenching of our thirst. September the 14th is Holy Cross or Holy Rood Day, beginning of the nutting season. Also called the Devil's Nutting Day or the Day of the Holy Nut. The hazelnuts, also known as filberts, collected today have magic properties. Look especially for double nuts, two on one stalk, which ward off rheumatism, toothache, and evil spells. But beware that you do not pick them too early, for the hazel is a powerful tree whose wood is used for divining rods, and to gather its nuts unripe is unlucky or even dangerous. September the 15th, nutting continues. Begin fattening fowls for Michaelmas feasts. September the 16th is St. Ninian's Day, apples beginning to ripen. I'm pleased to see when I made my way back from Concord yesterday that several farm stands already have apples out and are selling them. By all means, support your local farmers. Sadly, the apple harvest is not as bountiful as it has been in some years because what happened to the peaches also happened to the apples. September the 16th is St. Ninian's Day. St. Ninian or Ringan, who died in 432, was a Romano-British bishop. Much venerated in Scotland, his shrine at Whitehorn was a famous pilgrimage center, and pilgrims still visit his cave on the seashore nearby. Ninian's plant symbol is the herb southernwood called apple ringy in Scotland, and pressed in Bibles to perfume them. Held by the Romans to be sovereign against spells causing impotence, under its English name of lad's love, it was presented by bachelors to the girl of their choice. September the 17th, fear strong winds which shake unripe apples from the trees. September, blow soft until the apples be in the loft. September the 18th, avoid eating unripe fruit and gather nettle seed now abundant to cure its ill effects. Alistair's Almanac of 1627 notes, the nettles stink, yet they make recompense if your belly by the colic pain endures. Against the colic, take nettle seed and honey. Is physic better none is had for money. It breatheth sleep, stays vomit, phlegms doth soften. It helps him of the gout that eats it often. And Ranger's Almanac of 1627 notes, Green fruits make sickness to abound. Use good advice to keep thee sound. Give not thy lusts what they do crave, lest thou unawares step into grave. And next Monday, we will be doing our equinox show in this time frame. But in the meantime, we're going to hear from Sharon Knight and Winter.
Let the rain fall, sing its lullabies. Quail.
so you could find your way on the darkest night. You honored me, made me shelter. You stretched me like canvas and wore me like cloak to your warrior's arms. I played my part and I fell in the dance to his spear in one stroke. Your children, my cubs, we lived with each other, and that was enough. Took what we needed, but we never took more. Till your lights burn brighter than the stars in your sky, and now you know forgotten. Now there is slaughter, now there is war.
Trophy on your wall. I'm a loss, collecting dust, a relic tossed aside. Have you no soul? The wounded, the abandoned cubs. No one counts the stars that fall.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
Thank you. what's the life of a man any more than a leaf? A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Although through this life we appear fine and gay, like a leaf we must wither and soon fade away. As I was a-walking one morning with ease, viewing the leaves as they fell from the trees, all in full motion appearing to be. Those that had withered, they fell from the tree. What's the life of a man any more than a leaf? A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Although through this life we appear fine and gay, like a leaf we must wither and soon fade away. Now if you had seen the leaves just a few days ago, how beautiful and bright they did all seem to grow. A frost came upon them and withered them all. A storm came upon them and down they did fall. What's the life of a man any more than a leaf? A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Although through this life we appear fine and gay, like a leaf we must wither and soon fade away. If you look in the churchyard, there you will see those that have passed like the leaves from a tree. When age and affliction upon us do call, like a leaf we must wither and down we must fall. What's the life of a man any more than a leaf? A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Although through this life we appear fine and gay, like a leaf we must wither and soon fade away. What's the life of a man any more than a leaf? A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Although through this life we appear fine and gay, like a leaf we must wither and soon fade away.
And that was John Kirkpatrick with What's the Life of a Man from Godspeed the Plow. Before that, we heard Mama Gina doing Due North from the Green album. And we started off with Sharon Knight and Winter from the album Portals with Let the Waters Rise. And yes, we are still in the midst of a drought here in Massachusetts, and we could use some more rain. We just keep getting little snatches, and unfortunately what seems to be happening is other parts of our state get hit with the gully wumpers and wind up losing power. So no, what we need is a couple of days of nice, steady, gentle rain. So for anyone who has and in with the weather spirits. That's what we're looking for. So we go to another compilation album, and the title of this album comes from Charles Dickens' famous novel Pickwick Papers. The full quote is, "Kent, sir, everybody knows Kent, apples, cherries, hops, and women." And yes, that was why Kent was known as the garden spot of England. And we're going to hear a couple of tunes from there, and then we'll go back to John Kirkpatrick.
It's a quiet road we're treading, from chalk to London to clay. No vision where we're heading, turn from the pilgrim's way. The pilgrim's way is clear above, and it's there I'd walk by.
Beginning, we've got some cash to spend. We'll go into the country fruit picking this weekend with the BYO, BYO, BY, BYO. Big fat juicy strawberries, the best we've ever found. We'll all end up with aching backs, 'cause the ground's a long way down for the BYO, BYO, BY, BYO. To go into Johnny's mouth of every three he picks, no wonder he is turning green and looking very sick. For the PYO, PYO, PY, PYO. Do you want to pick some more? Oh yes sir, if you please. We'll pick as many as we can while we're down here on our knees. For the PYO, PYO, PY, PYO. Farm shop, all our pickings bought away. We'll have to take a mortgage out, or we can't afford to pay for the PYO, PYO, PY, PYO. We'll take them to our 2CV and pack them all inside. We've picked so very many, there's no room for us to ride with the PYO, PYO, PY, PYO. We strawberries for dinner, breakfast, tea and supper too. We've made them into jam and wine, now what else can we do? We're the P-Y-O, P-Y-O, P-Y-P-Y-O. We're all sick and tired of strawberries, they're coming out our ears. We vow we'll never go again, but we'll all be back next year for the P-Y-O, P-Y-O, P-Y-P-Y-O.
Come all you little charmers, come hear me rejoice. There's nothing can compare with the ploughboy's voice. There's none can sing so merry as the ploughboy does in spring, when he hears the small birds whistle and the nightingales to sing. With my hump along, jump along, here cries my lad along, Turk and Tiger leading them on, Rock and Ruby following along, Plover and Pie, hear me cry and whoop along. We are the lads that can follow the plough. Oh, we are the lads that can follow the plough. Before the dawning, before the sun do shine, we go rattling up our chains, for to work we are inclined. The oxen team together, for to work we all know how. Oh, the oxen to the yoke, and the yoke to the plough. With my hump along, jump along, here cries my lad along, Turk and Tiger leading them on, Rock and Ruby following along, Plover and Pie, you'll hear me cry and whoop along. We are the lads that can follow the plough. Oh, we are the lads that can follow the plough. They walk along so steady, up and down we turn all day. We goad them when they falter, we praise them all the way. To the creaking of the leather, with the harness jingling on, we go ploughing of our furrow, we go singing of our song. With my hump along, jump along, here cries my lad along, Turk and Tiger leading them on, Rock and Ruby following along, Plover and Pie, you'll hear me cry and whoop along. We are the lads that can follow the plough. Oh, we are the lads that can follow the plough. In the heat of the daytime, there's but little we can do but lay by the plough for an hour or two. On the banks of sweet violets, I'll take my noontide rest, and I can kiss a pretty girl as hearty as the rest. With my hump along, jump along, here cries my lad along, Turk and Tiger leading them on, Rock and Ruby following along, Plover and Pie, you'll hear me cry and whoop along. We are the lads that can follow the plough. Oh, we are the lads that can follow the plough. Thank you.
hath no work for his mill also, and the baker hath no bread for the poor to provide. If the plough should stand still, we should all starve alive. With my hump along, jump along, here cries my lad along, Turk and Tiger leading them on, Rock and Ruby following along, Lover and Pio, hear me cry and whoop along. We are the lads that can follow the plough. Oh, we are the lads that can follow the plough. And now to conclude, my song must have an end. I hope the little ploughboy will never want a friend. Here's a health to the farmer, to the oxen in the stall. Here's a health to the plough and to jolly ploughboys all. With my hump along, jump along, here cries my lad along, Turk and Tiger leading them on, Rock and Ruby following along, Lover and Pie, you'll hear me cry and whoop along. We are the lads that can follow the plough. Oh, we are the lads that can follow the plough. Oh, we are the lads that can follow the plough.
Well, we're nearly at the end of our show. That was John Kirkpatrick with The Oxen Plowing, and he makes the good point that we're probably, when we think of rural times, thinking of horses, which were only used for hundreds of years, whereas oxen were definitely used for thousands. And I find it interesting that the ox yokes are the things that have survived most from colonial days. And I'd like to give a shout out to Arlington, who's having their town day on September, the Saturday, the 17th. And the reason why you should know this is Mass Ave from the Arlington borders with Cambridge and Lexington will be closed from 8 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. But there's a tremendous amount of things to do and see on Town Day, not least of which is tours of the Jason Russell House, where I actually guide. And we're going to be going out of here with a local piece, but before we do that, I'd just like to say we heard Maria Cunningham doing PYO for Pick Your Own from Apples, Cherries, Hops, and Women. And then that was Ton Tethro with The Pilgrim's Way, which should actually go on, but abruptly cut off in the middle, showing the end. So, not sure what's going on there. This was an album that I picked up over in the UK, so I don't think I'm, unless there's an actual download of same, I don't think I'm going to be able to repair that. So anyway, going out of here is one of the most eagerly awaited shows was this past Friday at the Sinclair when we heard Mount Peru, Ruby Rose Fox, and Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys premiering their new album, Come Black Magic. And we're going out with Where's Your Ghost?
sky.